This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday distributed over 65 lakh property cards under Swamitva scheme to the property owners through video conferencing. The property cards have been distributed in over 50,000 villages across 10 states and two union territories. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister termed the day historic for the rural economy. He said that over 2 crore 25 lakh property documents have been issued in the last 5 years since the implementation of the Swamitva scheme. And the Prime Minister said that the government is earnestly working for the implementation of the Gram Swaraj on the ground. He highlighted that the Swamitva Yojana has significantly improved the village development planning and the execution of the unlock and economic potential of 100 lakh crore in the country and will improve the instrumental and the economic empowerment of the people. The Prime Minister said that the Swamitva scheme will make this rural economy the core pillar of the development. Mr. Modi said that the government is working for the digitalization of the land records and so far as 23 crore Bhu Aadhaar numbers have been issued. The Prime Minister said that women will also play a crucial role in building a developed India. He said that the empowerment of the women in the focus area of development and women are placed at the center of every major scheme. Launched in 2020, Swamitva scheme aims to provide the record of the rights of property owners in village areas to enhance the economic development of rural India. The Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the first Mann Ki Baat program of 2025 on Akashvani today. It will be the 118th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcasted on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan AIR News website and News on Air official mobile app. The Union Health Minister JP Nadda has emphasized the transformation of India's healthcare system while addressing the second edition of the IIM Ahmedabad's healthcare summit held yesterday at the Indian Institute of Management Ahmedabad. He highlighted the evolving role of the research in healthcare, noting the academic research once remained confined to archives, it has now been applied effectively to solve the real-world problems. The summit, organized by the Center of the Management of Health Services and alumni of External Relations Office of IIMA in collaboration with IIMA Healthcare Alumni Special Interest Group, focused on the theme Advancing Healthcare for India at 2047. It brought together the healthcare professional, policymakers and the academicians to chart the roadmap of India's healthcare aspirations to its centenary year of independence. The World Bank has projected 6.7% growth for India, surpassing global growth of 2.7%. The January 2025 edition of the World Bank Global Economic Prospects report said that India is set to dominate the global economic landscape, maintaining the status as the fastest growing large economy for the next two fiscal years. The GDP report credits the extraordinary momentum to the thriving services sector and the revitalized manufacturing base driven by the transformative government initiatives. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has demanded that Israel would not proceed with the Gaza ceasefire deal until Hamas provides a list of the names of 33 hostages to be freed in the first phase today. It comes hours before the ceasefire deal was slated to be held today. Netanyahu has also highlighted that Israel will not tolerate any violation of the ceasefire agreement and hold Hamas fully responsible. India's top tennis player Ankita Raina won her first doubles title, triumphing the final of ITF W50 event with the British partner Nayika Bens, edging past American fourth seeds Jesse Annie and Jessica Fella at the Summish Clash of New Delhi yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.